USA News, I'm Corey Myers. The polar vortex that was hanging out over the Northeast with wind chills of negative 35 in some cities has moved on. Temps are on the rise today, with Boston expected to reach almost 50. The U.S. finally took action against the Chinese spy weather balloon making its way across the country. Democratic Rep. Jim Himes of Connecticut, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, blasted his Republican counterparts for wanting to shoot it out of the sky, but praised the military.
The fact that it went down over water, where we were in a position probably to preserve it better than if it had been in a flaming crater over Montana, I think it was just a textbook treatment of what was a, let's face it, pretty uncomfortable moment.
Meanwhile, Representative Joe Wilson, a Republican from South Carolina and also a member of the House Armed Services Committee, said yesterday that the way the situation was handled was terrible and called for both the president and vice president to resign. Representative Matt Gaetz, a Republican from Florida, took to Twitter with a simple instruction: now blow up TikTok, an app that critics allege gives the Chinese government private access to tens of millions of Americans. Southwest Airlines president has to answer to Congress.
Southwest Airlines Chief Operating Officer Andrew Watterson will sit down before a congressional committee Thursday to testify about the airline's holiday meltdown that caused thousands of flights to be canceled and stranded travelers all over the United States. The president of Southwest Airlines Pilots Association will also testify. The Senate Commerce Committee says the hearing is aimed at strengthening airline operations and consumer protections. I'm John Schaefer.
No winner in last night's Powerball drawing. The jackpot on Wednesday will be worth an estimated $747 million. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
The youngest generation getting out in front of retirement planning. Workers between 18 and 25 already had about $33,000 socked away in their retirement accounts. That's according to a recent survey from Transamerica's Center for Retirement Studies about intergenerational retirement preparation. So as we look across the generations and as a researcher, it's exciting to see younger generations, millennials, Gen Z, starting at a much earlier age than their older counterparts. Duke University women's basketball coach says her team played the first half with the wrong ball. Now, Lawson alleges it was a men's basketball used in the first half, but the ACC and FSU concluded otherwise. That's according to ESPN. This wild story is like a scene right out of a movie.
Perhaps even wilder than the 1985 movie The Goonies.
I'm setting booty traps.
You mean booby traps?
That's what I said, booby traps.
Is the drama surrounding the house in Astoria, Oregon, which has a new owner. Neighbors are at odds over the tourist attraction. One man went there this week armed with a dead fish in a bag that he was seen on video leaving on the steps of the house. Police in the coastal town say Jericho Labonte of British Columbia then stole a yacht and headed out to sea. He was rescued by the Coast Guard just moments after the boat capsized and was later arrested. It turns out he was also wanted by police in Canada. In Oregon, I'm Jeremy Scott.
I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.